Kim, thanks so much. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are joined right now by comedian Tom Papa, one of my favorites. He's appearing at the City Winery tomorrow. CityWinery.com has all your ticket information. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. It's an honor to talk to you. I've heard you on satellite radio many, many times and always enjoy your work.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to hear.
I want to start out with a strange question, if you're okay with that. Have you ever been a writer for John and Kate Plus 8? You have been, haven't you?
Really?
No, I haven't. It's on my IMDb page, and I don't know why. That same episode, it was me, and Maria Bamford is another great comedian.
Yeah.
She was listed as that same episode. So I think what might have happened is they were filming and passed through a comedy club and then never used it. But
Tom,
I have to say, it is my proudest achievement.
Tom, that is so weird, because usually, you know, when we interview somebody, we go to their Wikipedia page and ask what's wrong there, because anybody can put anything, and that's wrong. But IMDb, usually you can trust.
Almost always accurate,
yeah. It's really true.
Oh,
would you
no.
rule out, in the future, if they were going to do a reunion, though, Tom, and they said, we're only doing this if you'll write the episode, then you'd come on board, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd be there in a second.
I'll ask you this. Rumor has it you've worked with Rob Zombie a couple of times. What an experience that was, huh?
Yeah. He's
love him.
He's great. He's such a hard worker and such a creative guy. And if you can get by the looking like a real zombie part all the time, he's pretty fun.
But now, forgive me for saying this, but when I think of, because he has directed your comedy specials, when I think of potential directors to direct comedy, he wouldn't be the first guy I'd think of. Why did he get that job, do you think?
Well, I really wanted to make it stand out. I really wanted a filmmaker, and I've been friends with him for a long time, and he's very creative, and I just wanted these specials to, you know, there's so many comedians now, and there's so many specials, and they all just kind of have a guy standing at the front of the stage, and they all look the same, and I figured if I put it in the hands of a filmmaker, we'll have a chance to have it really look special, and I think I achieved it with those two.
I think most people, and myself included, one of their first exposures to you was in the Jerry Seinfeld documentary Comedian. That changed everything for you, didn't it?
Yeah, not necessarily the documentary itself, but that period of time when I was meeting him and hanging out with him, and he kind of took me under his wing. That really did change things. Just to be able to learn what it meant to be a comedian and how to work hard, and have a guy like that kind of give you a seal of approval was great.
What would you say? Go on.
It also was great to become friends with somebody with their own private jet.
That is always key. And go Rob Zombie or Donald Trump. I'd go Rob Zombie too.
I recommend it.
Tom, the first time I ever worked, I did stand up for a bunch of years, and the first time I ever worked at the Improv on Melrose in Los Angeles, I was a little nervous because that to me was like playing Yankee Stadium. I was very, very scared. And right before I went on, they said, there's a guy who wants to do a little bit of time in front of you. Are you good with that? And I said, absolutely. And it was Jerry Seinfeld. And he's not the easiest guy in the world to follow.
No, he's not. He's pretty good.
Seems to know what he's doing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really kind of has it nailed. It's funny, the Comedy Store literally is still that way. I was there two nights ago, and I was about to go on, and they came up and said, would you mind if Martin Lawrence does a couple minutes before you?
Please, sure.
I was like, yeah, I've been watching that guy for 30 years.
The problem is that you have so much material that is similar to Martin Lawrence's. I could see that being a problem.
Yeah, following him was not that difficult.
Who have you worked with that you would say just out and out awed you, that you said, I can't believe I'm working with this guy or this girl? Who has done that for you?
You know, I had a weird moment a couple weeks ago. I was supposed to work with Jerry in New York at the Beacon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I got bumped for Steve Martin.
Wow.
And that was the first comedian I'd ever heard.
Sure.
As a kid. And I still was at the show because we were going to go do something after. So I was, first of all, happy to be bumped by him. There was no problem. And then I'm sitting in the dressing room. It was me, Jerry Seinfeld, Steve Martin, who was going through his jokes, and Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Did you have to pinch yourself a couple times?
Yeah, the whole time I'm in that situation, I'm like, just don't ask for a picture. Don't ask for a picture.
You have to, though. You didn't?
No. If you want to go back and you want to end up going to dinner with these guys or hanging out with these guys, you can't be the guy that's asking for the picture. Then they say, okay, yeah, here's a picture. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Is it like a date, though, where, you know, after the second or third date, then you can give out a little bit more of yourself to your date? On the second or third dinner, can you ask for a picture?
Yes, you're exactly right.
All right.
Like with Jerry, I could take pictures all the time because we've been going out for a while, but these guys are brand new.
Yep.
But yeah. I mean, what a crazy thing to be sitting in there and having him go through his jokes. I was just like, this is why I got into show business in the first place. This is insane.
I am a big hypochondriac, and I used to love watching ER and all the medical shows, and the Cinemax original series, The Nick, is kind of like ER on crack or cocaine, as the case may be. Yeah. Tell us a little about that.
That was great. It was such an amazing, amazing, weird show to be in. What was really strange is it looks so real, doesn't it? I mean,
oh my God, too real.
Yeah, I mean, the hospital looks so authentic in the old time New York, and it actually feels that way when you're working on it. We were in Brooklyn with Clive Owen and Steven Soderbergh, and you're just in this giant warehouse. Like you walk in, just like a, you know, just a New Yorker going to work. And then you're inside in that hospital all day long doing your scenes and stuff. By the end, you forget that it's a set. They just rebuilt that whole thing. So great and so submersive. It was amazing. Just working with Clive Owen was insane, too. He was so deep in character. And, you know, he's so tortured in it. So even though everybody was acting so serious around him, I felt it was my job to kind of break the tension and make jokes in between the scenes and get them to laugh.
Set in the 1900s before surgeons really knew exactly what they were doing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was kind of a snake oil salesman, and I was selling one of the first X-ray machines to them. And I literally told him, okay, now just hold this plate up against your head, and I'll turn the machine on, and just stand there for 3 hours.
Sure. No, I'm guessing, Tom, when you work with a Jerry Seinfeld, some of the funny rubs off on you. So when you're with Clive Owen, do you just become more suave automatically from being near that guy?
I was so sexy when I left that place.
Sure, of course.
I had to beat the women off me on the way back to the train.
If I ever worked with him, I would spend all day every day going, you know, you should be James Bond. It's a terrible mistake. You should be James Bond. Did that come up at any point?
No, I felt like he wanted to say that to me, actually.
Even better. Way better.
Yeah.
So you have two shows?
We need a funny-looking, balding James Bond.
That's the new direction.
I like it.
That would work.
No one would see that coming.
So two shows at City Winery tomorrow. Two for the price of one.
Yeah, the first show is sold out, but there's still tickets available for the 9:30 show.
I highly recommend, if you're listening and you have not seen Tom Papa's work, you need to see him. He really is one of the best guys working anywhere today. Really quick, I mentioned earlier you're on satellite radio on Sirius XM. You do this podcast, mm-hmm. Come to Papa. I'm hoping that's an enjoyable experience for you, because every time I hear it, it sounds like it is.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I really do like it. It's really a lot of fun. You know, and I post all of the past episodes with like Jerry Seinfeld and Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner and all on cometopapalive.com. And I do really like it. And there's three facets of it. I do this kind of podcast just with me and my sidekick. And then I do these one-on-one interviews with all these great comedians. And then I do these live shows, which is kind of like a Prairie Home Companion in the hands of comedians.
Right.
And I do those. And I'm actually heading to New York after the City Winery. I'm heading to New York to do one in New York on Monday. And that's really great because you just get these great comedians in. And I write the whole script. I write the whole thing. But you only have to be so funny, because if you put it in the hands of comics, once they get up on stage, they're not going to bomb.
Right.
So if you write them bad lines, they're going to make them better on the fly.
I love those old radio play type things. That is really so interesting to listen to. I have to get a new car and get a satellite. That's what I need to do.
Or go online. Go online, too. Yeah, go online, and I post those also.
TomPapa.com.
Come to Papa Live. You can go through TomPapa.com. It'll lead you there, or you can go straight to CometoPapaLive.com.
Tom, just because of the scheduling, we didn't get to have you in studio, but next time you're in town, please, by all means, stop up. We would love to meet you in person, all right?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to come by.
And we'll try out your x-ray machine just for the heck of
it. We will definitely
make you feel comfortable.
All right. Sounds good.
Tom has two shows at the City Winery tomorrow. CityWinery.com has the information. First show is sold up. There are some limited tickets available for the second show. Good luck, Tom. Have a good time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. A quick break and then more coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.